My name is Sophia. I'm 15 years old. Today is August 8th, and I'm speaking with Karen, who is my friend's grandma.
Hi, Sophia. My name is Karen.
Okay. This is my English 2019 summer assignment, and we're talking about Karen's move from Indiana to Arizona to Florida. So where did you move from, and why did you move?
I lived in Indiana all my life. My husband and I were married, and we went to Arizona on just as a trip to see our friends, and we loved it so much we went back home, sold our house, and moved to Arizona.
Awesome. What form of travel did you use?
Well, my husband went ahead of us and got a job to make sure he'd get a job in Arizona, and my daughter and my son and I flew to Arizona then.
And then how did you get from Arizona to Florida?
From Arizona to Florida, we went by U-Haul, and my daughter was, at that time, was 17, so she drove our car.
Okay. Who did you move with, and how did everyone in your family react to the move?
We moved with our children, my daughter Lena, my son Jerry, and they were excited about the move. They were very nervous about it, though, wondering if they'd like it in Florida, as opposed to being in Arizona for so many years.
Did they like it in Florida?
Yeah, they did. When we got to Florida off the plane, they took their hands and they said, "Oh, Mom, can you feel the moisture? You can feel the moisture because Arizona is so dry."
Yeah. What was the hardest part of your trip?
The hardest part was leaving family, my sister and my brother and my mom and dad. They lived in Indiana at the time.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other hardships that was with the whole move?
Just with friends. Later on, years went by and we were in Arizona and my sister got cancer, so that was terrible. Mm-hmm. And she ended up passing away. And I didn't get to spend as much time with her as I'd like to have done.
So after living in Arizona, you then moved to Florida. How long did you live in Arizona for?
I lived in Arizona 10 years, but after my sister had passed away, I was very depressed and my husband was very concerned about me. So he said, "I think we need to move to Florida to be around my mother," and father lived in Florida, so we made that move then.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard on your parents from your sister dying?
Oh, very hard. Yeah. But my mom did say that my sister was 42, and at least we got to spend quality time with her.
So you moved from Indiana to Arizona and then Arizona to Florida. What was the reason behind all that?
We moved to Florida because my parents lived here. Plus, we needed another change. We were like, my husband should have been in the military because it seems like we moved a lot. But it was a good thing that we moved to Florida. I got a job, my husband got a job, and my kids were settled. So it turned out to be very nice.
Mm-hmm. What was different about Arizona to Florida? Climate, family? What was different about it?
The difference from, my son loved Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter liked Florida.
Yeah.
I liked Arizona and my husband liked Arizona. But we were going to move back to Arizona from Florida after we lost my parents. And we decided not to because I got cancer again.
Yeah. What was it like leaving your relatives behind and moving to a new place?
Yeah, that's the hardest part, but I still go back and see everyone, so that makes it okay then.
Yeah.
But the beauty of being in Florida now is really nice.
Yeah. Do you like it better than Arizona?
I like Arizona better than Florida.
You still do?
Yes, I do.
Do you think you'll ever move back to Arizona?
Probably not, because my grandchildren are here, and I won't leave my grandkids.
What life experience did you gain from all of this?
Oh gosh, so many life experiences. Just learning the different climates and everything. And it's just, I think both states are wonderful, Florida and Arizona.
Yeah.
But I think Florida, I would never want to leave, like I said, because of my grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I've established pretty much my family's, a lot of my family's here now, so that makes it all the better.
Yeah. So in the end, how have your experiences in Florida been? Like, what have you done?
I've done many things. Had lots of grandchildren. I have 8 grandchildren. And I've also, we were married 50 years last year, my husband and I, and my daughter and son-in-law gave us a trip to the Bahamas for our 50th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
So my life is just special.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Having me interview you.
Awesome.